This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the second guest show. I'll choose the edition of the second guest show since it was Monday Night Football last night. Mike DeTellier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're live from the Silver Slipper Casino beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Actually, Bobby and I will be on until 8 o'clock tonight. We'll throw it to the Community Coffee Saints Radio Network at 6:30. It'll be a special edition of the Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas will be the host, and with it being a sort of a transition week, we'll have some special guests on with us. Lance Moore will come on at 7 o'clock. And then
does Lance Moore coach the team?
No, he doesn't coach the team.
He's coming on the coach's show?
But he's coming on the coach's show.
Okay, I know it's a short week, so I can understand Coach Allen not being able to come on. It's not a short week tonight, playing Monday night, but you have the bye week. So why didn't Mickey Loomis come on?
I don't know, Bob.
I mean, the fans want to speak to the leaders of the team. You might say, but they're not going on vacation right now. The season's still going on. What, they need a break? They don't deserve a break. I mean, they got to address the fans, that being Mickey Loomis or Dennis Allen. So we're going to talk to
you're going to talk to Lance Moore at 7 o'clock?
Fan favorite. Lance Moore, I love Lance Moore. He's a fan favorite, but he ain't running the team. No. Sorry.
And then at 7:30, Bobby and I will come on and finish up the second guest show. And we'll have Wilson Alexander on to talk about LSU. The shocking news, not surprising, shocking. Kayshawn Booty decides that he's going to return for his senior season. LSU.
Well, Mike, are you surprised by that? Because let me tell you what.
I was.
But Mike, because I think he realized he might not be a first-round draft pick.
He wasn't going to be a first or
a second or third,
I heard. He would be more of a third-round pick.
Well, that's why he's coming back. He wants to have a kick-ass season so he can get back in the first round. That's what I think.
And Jack Besh today got himself in the transfer portal. It's no surprise.
I thought he was Louisiana's own. Where he's going to transfer, Louisiana Lafayette?
I'm not sure where he's going to go. But I think he sees that accumulation of wide receiver talent.
Yeah, and get
maybe
the refs,
maybe I'll get a better chance.
Yeah, how many targets you going to get and all that. I understand that.
And coming back, I know two of the three receivers. One's going to be Malik Nabers.
And he had an outstanding year.
He had a really – and then Kayshawn Booty.
Yeah.
And Kyron Lacy has another season. He can play at LSU. Now, Jarae's a senior. And he's going to come out.
And then that's going to grow the number of targets Mason Taylor gets.
And
how to utilize the tight end.
Brian Thomas is going to play. And they got two five-star freshman receivers.
Coming in. Yeah.
So I think Jack take a look at that and say, you know what? I might be better served going somewhere else.
Well, did Mark Ingram hold a press conference today, or what do you do this day and age? You just go on social media and you apologize instead of
pretty much
a lot of that goes on. Apologizing to the Who Dat Nation because you can't sugarcoat anything. I know Coach Allen's going to try and protect the players and said, well, Mark Ingram, the decision he made because he was hurt. What? Like Deuce said, he could have had one leg. And you roll over and you got to play for the team. You got to get that first down and stay in bounds. I don't know how you could justify this. This is the worst that has ever happened to the Saints. And the fans are observing this. It's not like the Minneapolis Miracle. Remember when Marcus Williams had a brain fart? Because that wasn't in the playoffs. But as far as regular season and your season's on the line, to be only a half a game out. No, look, a win would have put them half a game in the NFC South lead.
And guess who the Bucs play this coming weekend?
The 49ers, without Garoppolo, so I don't know what's going to happen.
But look at that defense.
Oh, yeah, the defense. Yeah. They can give Tom Brady the business, for sure.
And so you get a situation there, and I think, too, every bit as bad. The 3rd-and-1 call to a guy who really was not involved much in the game plan itself at all.
Okay, let's throw a slant to Marquez Callaway. Didn't Andy Dalton hit like an under route or a slant type route against the Cardinals when he hit him in the chest and he volleyballed the ball up and it was like, oh, pick six. So why we got confidence? Marquez Callaway,
man,
he should be like the forward option if we're going to run that play.
Put Taysom Hill in, okay? It's 3rd down. You need a yard. I don't care if you run him twice.
You know what that's telling me?
I don't care if you got to run him twice. And get him under center. None of this stuff in the shotgun.
A lot of times, I'm telling you, I think Pete Carmichael and even Dennis Allen, they don't have confidence right now.
In the offensive line.
Yes, in the offensive line. Mike, it's like 31. We right now feel like we got to trick people. You know, I take the approach of it's like 31 that it's almost like, so what if you know we're running? Well, we're going to fall far. We could dominate. Now, we don't have a Jahri Evans and Carl Nix or Max Unger and all that, you know, in the trenches. But I think right now, we truly, if the Saints coaches were honest, they don't have confidence in the offensive line that they're going to win those one-on-one battles when it's a slugfest, like 3rd-and-1. Or let's go far on a 4th-and-1. Even sometimes I think with Taysom. Now, to me, we should be able to get like a yard or half a yard and not
a
be
a little over a yard
or not be
rushes.
Minus one. Then you look at clock management. When that Dalton threw an incomplete pass to Callaway, the Saints managed to run only 31 seconds off the clock at a critical point. And we all know it was 2nd-and-8. And then here's Mark Ingram, from the Saints 49-yard line. He catches a short pass, and then he runs out of bounds. He knew he messed up. Let me tell you.
I think he did.
He went on one knee on the sideline, and then they don't even know what the – like I heard different things. Oh, his hamstring. Then I don't say, oh, maybe it's his knee and all. Don't make no damn excuse. He's a pro. He's a pro, and you got to understand the task at hand. He's already established himself. He's the all-time leading rusher in Saints history. He needs to get that trophy back to Deuce. the all-time leading. I mean, after that – No. Hey, I'll tell you what. I almost got to the point. I don't have any power. I don't have no say-so. Listen, Mark Ingram has established himself. He should have got cut in the locker room of the game. We're going to take you home. You can fly on the team plane, but you got to find work elsewhere. We don't need guys like that selling out and not putting the game on the line. Come on.
And the other thing, Bob, Devin White got a personal foul penalty in the Cleveland game the week before by hitting a guy right as he hit the white, sort of the chalk.
Like out of bounds.
You saw Devin sort of eye him up and was, man, I'm going to push him, but I'm not going to hit him because he had got that penalty the week before.
And you know what's frustrating? I don't know. It just looks shady. Mark Ingram is a tough guy. Why all of a sudden in that moment he's not tough? I mean, he didn't look that hurt. I'm telling you, like Deuce, when I was talking, he could have went on one leg and fell forward, and you get a 1st down, and the clock continues to run. It's at least 2 more minutes, and then Tampa Bay, Tom Brady don't have enough time to come back.
Or timeouts. They got nothing
stage. We talk smack to Atlanta fans and the great comebacks by Tom Brady. You know, 28-3 now. Well, then that's the Super Bowl. It's way more meaningful. This is the worst debacle that Tom Brady has pulled off on a team in history in the regular season. And considering how we've dominated Tom Brady, it's like a nightmare. This is like a horror movie.
And for
what the hell just happened? And
for 3.5 quarters, you had him again. You had him.
Think about this. Almost 12 quarters, 3 complete games, 11.5 quarters towards 6 points. 6 points. Remember we won 38-3? Crushed him. Remember that Bruce Arians, he didn't want to get embarrassed.
So he kicked that field goal
so he wouldn't get shut out.
Yep.
38-3, then last year 9-0. What was that type of game? I listen, this is no excuse. You want to give a ray of hope to the fans. And like I said this last night in the post game, the ray of hope, and it was that and looking into a tunnel, and I'm going to the light. I see the light. I'm going to the light. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to the light. And then we run into the light. We think we have hope, and it's a damn train coming and running out behind's over. Like, wham, it's over. It's done. Come on.
And the crazy part about it is we talked about this over the last two. This has been sort of a hot potato, NFC South. No, you got it. I got it. Somebody get it. Like, okay, they had different opportunities for any of the four teams to kind of grab it. None of them wanted it. And last night, the Saints had it for three and a half quarters then pitched the hot potato.
It was all set up. Atlanta loses to Pittsburgh the day before. Okay, we'd have been tied, same record, but we beat them head-to-head. We got to play them again. No, it was there for the taking. And we'd have had an opportunity to host a playoff game. You might say, well, hey, Barrett, but we're not going to win anything anyway. Well, at least you're in the postseason and you're always relevant. You remember, when I've said this before, that remember we were 11-5 and then the Seahawks. Remember Beast Mode with Marshawn? They were 7-9 and they hosted a game and they beat us. So who knows? We might have been able to host a playoff game. But right now, if you bet against Tom Brady, you're crazy sometimes. But Tampa's going to end up, watch, hosting
They will a game, host a playoff game.
And then
game.
You're going to have some team that's had a magical season, probably three or four more wins than Tampa Bay, and Tampa Bay might upset them. Watch.
Look, in 2014, Carolina was 7-8-1, played a home game, and won the playoff game at home. Then they got beat. 7-8-1, and won the NFC South in 2014. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break on the Big 870.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Mike DeTeo, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, will be here until 8 o'clock tonight. We're going to go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. We're going to go to Big John in Mid-City. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
All right, Big John.
Hey, Big John, what you got?
Hey, today's a day of mourning as we put to rest the 2022 season of the New Orleans Saints. You know, I probably told you two and the rest of the listeners ad nauseum that I really do love my history. And I've also been saying now for a few months since the great expectations that were the Saints' 2022 season soon became nothing more than phantom shadows designed to tickle our hopes only to have them dashed on the rocks of poor coaching, poor playing, poor leadership. And all of that came to a very predictable conclusion last night in Tampa. I was not surprised at all by what happened. And each and every call made after Mark Ingram put himself before the team was completely predictable, given all that I have seen this year. This coaching bit spit the bit plain and simple. The coaching staff, spit the bit plain and simple, and shows that they really don't need to be back next year. Now, I'm going to say this again also to the members of the Who Dat Nation who've been lighting up social media and other message boards with, last Monday night was the lowest point the Saints have ever reached.
Well, no way.
First of all, welcome to the world that many of us Saints fans had once inhabited but thought was a part of the past and long buried when Sean Payton and Drew Brees came here. And second of all, you have no earthly idea what the lowest point is for a Saints fan if you think last night was the lowest point for this franchise. Now, Bobby, I'm going to challenge you a little bit if you don't mind. And
go
this
ahead.
Is all in friendliness, okay?
I don't care. You don't have to be friendly, Big John.
You don't have to be friendly. When it means good,
yeah.
Either way.
You know what? I know Bobby well enough to know that he takes it well, even if I wasn't, but I'm going to keep it friendly. You declared the Who Dat Nation founded on the evening of December the 10th, 2006, when we destroyed the Cowgirls 42-17 on national television.
And you know what? It's going to be 16 years come this Saturday because December the 10th is Saturday. I even wore my Who Dat Nation founding father Who Dat Nation I even wore that shirt for the game, and it didn't bring no damn luck. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Time for a wash. Time to wash it. Put it in the washer. For
yeah,
a change,
no, I'm in
okay?
the back of the closet. Right
back
now.
Is in the back of the closet.
Yeah.
Or the furnace, maybe. Look, that was really that game was the last group of fans joining the Saints bandwagon. Or you better yet, that was the last stone in the foundation, because those are the fans that don't remember, were not even alive when the first stones of the Who Dat Nation were laid down. And most of those stones are made from heartache and disappointment. And they have dates on them like September the 16th, 1973, when we lost to the Falcons 62-7 at Tulane Stadium, or December the 11th, 1977, when we helped the Buccaneers get their first ever victory in the NFL in the Superdome, or November the 26th, 1978, when Grover Clemmer decided to give the Falcons a playoff spot over the Saints, or the entire 1980 season, or Bump Phillips and the Prevent You From Winning defense on December the 18th, 1983, the debacle in Dallas on October the 21st, 1984, Cleveland putting Mike Ditka on the turf on Halloween in 1999, and Jake Delhomme standing on the sidelines watching Aaron Brooks unable to throw a ball more than 10 yards on December 29, 2002. And I've just named a few of the things that have had us Who Dat fans tearing hair out of our heads more than a few times. But we're not unique. Remember something. We're not unique in this sort of pain. All you got to do is ask the fans in Cleveland or any Pittsburgh fan alive before Chuck Knoll arrived in 1969.
Detroit, how about the Lions fans?
The Lions.
Yeah, you got to go back to 1958 with Bobby Lane.
Or the Bucks Night before Brady.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won a few games, certainly with Doug Williams. And, man, they had a nice run with Tony Dungy and Gruden for a little while. But, boy, they were in the desert, too.
Oh, well, many teams have been in the desert.
Well, you know, Big John, you bring up Coach Ditka and that Browns game. Yeah, you know, that game I was put, you know, they drove around me and my kids around the stadium because I was put in the Saints Hall of Fame.
I was there.
And I never forget, I think the Who Dat Nation, we would like to see maybe Coach Allen show some of that emotion. When you're so distraught, remember, he just fell on the turf.
He fell face forward.
Yeah, he was just... And it was like, oh, but what just happened? Tim Couch, the Hail Mary, of course. We don't win that game.
You know,
so, no.
You want to talk about emotion. Yeah. Let me interrupt you. You want to talk about emotion. And I texted you last night on this at halftime. Andy Dalton's going around telling everybody, congratulations, great job at the end of the half. I would never have been doing that after what I saw in the first half. The drop passes and the missed opportunities. I'd have had a stone-cold face walking off the field. And I'd have gone in the locker room. And if I'm Andy Dalton, I'm putting my face at the nose of Jarvis Landry and the other wide receivers and saying, hey, we got a chance here to do something, and you all are dropping the ball. I'm playing my heart out. Why aren't you playing your heart out? Okay?
But it's a different world, Big John.
It's
a totally different world. You can do that every once in a while, but in today's world, man, you can't get in somebody's face and do it.
People don't like when I say this, and he's a number one draft pick. Chris Olave is not a great receiver.
He's a good one.
He's a good to very good. He drops too many balls. When has he made truly an unbelievable contested catch? No, he does not make like oh, wow, that is unbelievable. And I see a number of times, and he's not a big guy. More he's Brandon Cooks like. Brandon Cooks had a number of 1,000-yard receiving seasons. We drafted him in the first round. They look sometimes for a place to fall down. You know what I mean? Like an under route, like they ain't getting no yak. Maybe they're trying to stay healthy because they're trying to avoid hits. But it is tackle football. I don't know. So, I mean, if people think like, oh, why are you hating on Chris Olave? I said, no, I'm not hating on Chris Olave, but he's supposed to be your number one receiver now because Michael Thomas is not here. You can't have the significant drops that he's had. And
but you know who's balling out? Rashid Shaheed.
And we ain't paying him nothing. Rashid,
he ain't paying him much.
Rashid Shaheed, that's a game ball right there. He came to play. He's a guy that wasn't even in training camp. He had 160 all-purpose yards. You look at him as a kick returner, as a punt returner. He averaged 30 yards as a punt returner. He had that long gain, 42. And then he also had a long game. That's big time at kickoff return when you get a 30-yard return. And then as a receiver, look, he had four targets. He had four catches, average 18 yards a catch, 71 yards. Like Chris Olave, six targets, he caught four of them. Look at Taysom Hill, even the great Taysom Hill. Come on, big-time players, you got to make a play at the end of the game, and then Taysom got to come up with that catch. He had two catches on three targets. So look at the same thing with Jarvis Landry. Come on. Don't one-hand catch it. God gave you two hands. Catch the ball with both hands.
You know, this team, obviously, it needs a new coach. It's going to need some player overhaul. It's going to maybe even need some front office rearranging, because whether since the John Gilliam return or the 2006 game against Dallas, this fan base has come, obviously, to expect much, much better. And that also means coming on the radio and facing the music after what happened last night. It's totally unacceptable for no coaches to be on tonight. I don't care if it's a six-day period or a five-day period or whatever. Okay, so it's time for Dennis Lauscher, Mickey Loomis, Miss Gale to go to Dennis Allen, to go to Pete Carmichael and say, hey, thank you for the many years of good service. You did great, okay? You brought us victories in your positions as coordinators. Thank you, Dennis Allen, for making a good effort as the head coach, because I think he's a good guy.
He's a really good guy.
Yeah. He really is.
He's a good – but sometimes good guys don't make good head coaches, okay?
And Big John, Bob said that so many times because one of his really good friends, June Jones, and he was a terrific quarterback coach, offensive coordinator. When he became the head coach, they crapped on him.
No, he would be too. He'd be too nice, and then now he can handle college kids.
Yes,
because they would tell him yes sir, no sir. But like man to man in the pros, man, they would take advantage of you. I'm telling you, it's a special talent that you got to.
Very few people can master.
You got to hold the players' feet to the fire, you know, and you can't be like, oh, well, we're going to get them next time and all that. It doesn't work.
Yeah, you can talk, because think about it. The greatest college football coach of our lifetime and maybe any lifetime, Nick Saban, what did he do it with the Dolphins?
He didn't make it. He didn't make it. Steve Spurrier didn't
make it. Steve Spurrier didn't make it.
Didn't make it with the Redskins. Lou Holtz didn't make it with the Jets.
That's why when people poo-poo Jim Harbaugh, they don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
Jim Harbaugh won in the NFL. Now,
and
he had his squabbles with the GM there.
Well,
I get it.
He got to the Super Bowl. He won at the highest level with Stanford.
San Diego. Now he's in route to maybe be in that championship game this year, probably going up against Georgia. Thanks so much for the call, Big John. We appreciate it. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike to tell you along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. We're going to go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Longshoreman, you in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby and Mike. Oh, man. Boy, I don't know.
Look, I thought about you, brother. I thought about you.
Hey, Mike, let me first thank Big John for that history lesson, man. That was pretty cool. I enjoyed that. And look, the good news is, Big John, let me just spread this to you. Well, me and my wife just got about an $8,000 raise after that game last night.
Now, why is that?
What I mean by that is I said, cancel the tickets, sell the tickets. I ain't going back. You can get rid of those tickets. We're going to save that money. We're going to save all the money on special occasions. We go over there and get a nice hotel, all the meals, the fuel going over there. I think it's going to be roughly around $8,000 we'll save. And I also want to thank Bobby and Mike. I want to thank y'all for all the memories outside of Gate A. I was looking at small pictures the other day with y'all pointing at the back of my personalized jersey that I thought about barbecuing this morning. But I said, no, I'm going to save that one. I got a lot of good memories of pictures with y'all with my jersey and the fellow from Australia, Tony from Australia. So I'll keep that jersey.
All right.
But, hey, look, Bobby and Mike, man, look. I can't help it. I got a rag on Mark Ingram a little bit. What in God's name was this pro running back for the NFL thinking at that moment run out of bounds and not try to get that first down?
What, did he not want to get hit? I mean, I don't know. Was he afraid of Devin White? I mean,
I don't know. Listen, he just turned into a big sissy on us.
Well, the thing is, even if you're hurting, whether it's your hamstring or a knee, you got to think of the team at that moment. He's not trying to establish himself. Mark Ingram has already been established in the NFL. You got to go. You got to do whatever it takes to get that first down and stay in bounds. It's not that complicated.
Let me ask you this, Bobby and Mike. Okay, besides the drop balls, the 12 men in the huddle, that idiot stepping out of bounds, and then a third and one, you throw a slant route instead of just going up the gut. Do what, you know what? You can't get 1 yard. But let me ask you this. Okay, if all that's not bad enough, what films has Dennis Allen and the rest of his coaching staff and the defensive coordinator been paying? What films have they been watching on Tom Brady to decide, okay, let's go into pre-bit defense with 3 minutes left in the game? Come on!
Well, the thing is, I don't know if it was prevent defense. They had guys that were on an island.
It was a lot of one-on-one coverage.
Yeah, it was like one-on-one.
They gave up a lot of underneath.
We were just getting burnt. I mean, all of a sudden, we weren't stepping up. It wasn't like we're only rushing three and dropping eight. We were still trying to get up to Tom Brady. But
still had four after.
They were just beating our coverage.
The rush wasn't getting to Brady. It wasn't getting
right
to him.
That, Mike. It wasn't getting to him.
And fortunate.
You know what's frustrating?
You had a shot because you had a holding penalty. They score, and then you get a holding penalty, back him up. Brady was okay. Give me another snap. You know, that'll work too.
No,
the
official had to call that because they tackled Davenport.
What did they keep him in check? How did they keep him in check for about 55 minutes of this football game? And then what? What are you doing in these last few minutes, these last two drives? What did they do different?
So maybe they got a little tight. They weren't playing as footloose and fancy free. I mean, I don't know. I don't have the answers with that, Longshoreman, but I know you can't give Tom Brady too many chances.
Because he's going to get you. At 45, he's going to get you.
But Longshoreman, I'm going to ask you this as we're going to go to the break. You're too young of a man. You can't be out for life with the Saints.
No, I'm not out for life, Bobby. But I'm telling you this right now. I'm out until they make a change on this coaching staff. And I'm just cold-hearted blunt. Until they get rid of D.A., And I don't even know about Pete Carmichael anymore after that play call last night on that third and one.
Well, yeah, let me tell you what. You got to give the Who Dat Nation, you got to give the fans hope.
Until they make that change, Bobby. I ain't going back to that dome. I'm sorry.
well, consider what happened. Okay, post-Katrina, all of a sudden we discourage what happened with Haslett. Sean Payton comes on board, and then we go to the NFC Championship the first game.
So first all of a sudden, year. Unbelievable.
The first year they go to NFC Championship. And so when that occurred, it was like, whoa, there's hope. And, Mike, everybody wanted to be in that number and go to the games. Now, they wanted to keep the team in New Orleans, so they're supporting it that way. But right now, it's like you got to give the fans hope to continue to get that unbelievable support and get those sellouts where you have a waiting list.
No question about it. We'll be back. Thank you for the call, Longshoreman. We'll be back with more here on the second guest show. Live from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. We're finishing up here in hour number one of this second guest show. We're going to ask Big John from Metairie and Elwin Clinton if you want to hold on. We got a hard break to go to news right at the top of the hour. Bob, a lot of people have asked about it. Baker Mayfield claimed off waivers by the Los Angeles Rams. Stafford's gone for the year. A lot of people thought he'd go to San Francisco. I never felt that way. I always thought somebody else would pick him up. Makes sense. The Rams needing a quarterback and no Stafford for the rest of the season.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, Baker Mayfield, he does better commercials than plays quarterback, I think. I think he does awesome with commercials.
But it goes to show you when you're a first-round pick,
you get
how many
exposure.
Chances you get.
No, he does an unbelievable job on those commercials, but – No, listen, he's not better than Sam Darnold with Carolina right now.
No, he's not.
People might think, oh, no, he's better. No, he's not. He's about the same guy.
We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this news break on the Big 870.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.